What did people call things like their chairs and couches and dressers and all that together? They just say they had a lot of,
well, they call it furniture.
Yeah. I was wondering if you'd ever heard people call it plunder?
Plunder, well, I think so, yeah, plunder,
yeah.
Well, they talk about they want to move or something. They say, well, I got a lot of plunder to move.
Got a lot of plunder.
Yeah.
I see. Did people's houses back then have attics or lofts or anything like that?
Well, way back, for not perfect to remember, I don't remember any of it, but they got some put in a loft, you know. And I'd cut off some of the space up there where they had the heat.
Yes.
But the house over here where my daddy was raised, it was right across to there. Been burned up long years ago. Big log house, about a heap bigger than this, about 20-foot square, I reckon. But I don't think he'd ever had a loft in it. I don't remember it.
I see. Did you have a room off the kitchen where you keep extra dishes or canned goods?
Well, I generally had what they call a safe. Some of them made them and then they could buy them later. Just stack your dishes and your grocery stuff back in up there, like you cook something for dinner and had it there for supper. That's what we call a safe.
Yeah. What about if you had a lot of things like broken down chairs that you didn't need, but you didn't want to get rid of? Did people ever have a room in the house where they kept that?
Well,
not
if we kept any of that, we kept it at the barn or something like that. We might have little old junk tow around like that.
We got out there what we call a wash house. We got a washer and dryer and fruits and such like as that in there. That kind of stuff.
So people usually didn't have junk rooms or storerooms?
Well, I don't remember.
Old, I don't think.
Nothing just for that purpose, but generally, now, here all we got is junk rooms back out there now. It's full of old stuff that nobody wouldn't have.
I see.
Yeah.
He's got an old barn down there full of stuff. I don't know what he wants with, but he's just full. He finally put a loft, we call it, up in it, stack more up there, and he wouldn't throw away nothing at all. He saves everything.
Right, I do that myself.
He saves everything.
Yes, ma'am. Well, years ago, did people have certain chores that they did on certain days of the week?
Well, they used to, families, most families did. Coming up for the several children, the parents would sign some certain jobs to do about the place. And my folks never did do that much. There wasn't any girls till after I was grown. Mom was the house to help. I hope her some in the kitchen.
Yeah.
My daddy always done his own feeding. A lot of families around where they got pretty good sized boys, maybe had two or three of them. Have one to feed maybe this week and another next week.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. But did the women do their washing on one day and maybe cook on another day or anything like that?
Well, they had certain days, most of them, to wash. Of course, they had the washing back then, but didn't have washing machines. We had the battling block you was talking about, and the rub board. Put in there, and the heat water in the wash pot, that new black wash pot out there, pour over your clothes, the hot water is going to wash them, and put more water in there, and you wash them out, put them back in there and boil them a while. Then they take them up,